Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween. Big day for the DGS. If you're an OG and you've been with us forever, you know that we've been doing Halloween shows for 24 out of 25 years now. And we have I think it's going to be a really good one for you today. And here's kind of the way the day is going to go. Until 3, it's just normal Friday DGS. Have some guests, have some, you know, make-em-ups and such. And then at 3 p.m., Dave Murray is going to do weather. And we'll do headlines, and then at 3:30, the Halloween show will start, and we'll go up until 5, if it takes us to 5, and if not, we have a couple of things from the past, because I just want the show, the Halloween show proper, to go its natural length. So maybe that's 90 minutes, maybe it's 60 minutes, but you guys can tune in and hopefully watch us on the stream. Right now, it's not working, but we think maybe we figured it out. So
no, it's going. It's up. Oh, yep, it's working. Yep. Someone messed with all the cameras in here, so my camera is going to have to be adjusted, but we are streaming, so go check out the stream.
All right, good news. Yeah, big day to have the stream going, and during the Halloween show from 3:30 to 5, it's going to be very history-based, the history of the Emmaus Village. It's going to be very much dependent on sound because we had the Ghost Hunters machines there with us. We got some really interesting results. But I doubt that we have picked out everything. So we're hoping that you guys can listen along. And here's another thing, too. And I know that not everyone is into Halloween and not everyone is into the paranormal and such. I am a hopeful agnostic who's very open to the paranormal, given all of my exploits over the last quarter of a century. And almost every Halloween show, we have people experience things at home or in their car that are just weird. And so you guys can call in during, or you can go to the stream and let us know what's going on. So should be a fun show.
Nice.
Should be a good time. Kev, it's your first, right?
This is the first Halloween show. That was my first ever ghost hunt. So yeah, it was good, man. I had a good time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was...
I know it's weird to say I had a good time at a place that's supposed to be haunted, but I did.
No, it's like I was very scared and disturbed, but it's one of those things like afterwards, you're like, it's like riding a roller coaster. Or afterwards, once you're safe, you're like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if I could have left during any moment, I probably would have.
See, I'm the guy on the roller coaster that likes every second of it. You're like, this is awesome.
Yeah. At Emmaus Village, just a little FYI, little inside baseball. It's a whole complex, and it's about the size of like a small high school, if the Germans had built a small high school in the early 1800s. And then it's surrounded by hills, not mountains, but bigger than hills.
Right.
And then up on the tallest hill is a church.
Yeah, steeple.
And if I were going to build a scary church, that's the church I would build. And so at one point, not at one point, at the very end of the night when we had been everywhere and gone everywhere and seen everything,
and the people who own it don't allow people to go to the church.
Right. They don't do ghost hunting at the church.
They don't want to desecrate it.
Right.
I get that. But they said, hey, if you want, we can drive you up to the church. I'm like, I better get going.
Oh, look at the time.
I should probably hit the old
road. I didn't know
that
was an option, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't hear that.
Sorry, Corey, you're going to be disappointed. Corey said, please tell me there's a video of Kevin screaming in fear.
No.
Anyhow, I told the guys earlier, if I come running and screaming.
Sorry, I'm too brave.
No, if I come running and screaming, you better haul ass because something's wrong.
The only thing that would make Kevin scream in fear is if he didn't get enough protein in a day.
That happened 2 days ago. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Stream
but that's
is
coming up.
Back to normal-ish.
Okay. Let's so start. Andrew, you need a ruling. You had a kerfuffle with a neighbor.
Oh, right off the jump with the neighbor.
Right
okay.
off the jump.
Okay, so I'm going home last night. It's 8:45 p.m. Okay, it is 8:45 p.m.
Okay.
Barren streets. Okay, there may still be some stragglers in some places.
Oh, it's trick-or-treat night in Illinois.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We have gone barren. I am going down my street. I am going between 20 and 25 miles per hour. I'm going down my street.
Good car, bad car?
Good car.
Okay.
I see a man in a green hoodie. If you're listening out there, you know who you are. You're the guy I got in a fight
calling
with
you
night.
Out.
Well, I got problems with him anyway, but I won't necessarily get into them here. If he's the guy I think he is. I was about to drag some stuff. I think he's the guy that lights off fireworks until about July 19th at 1 o'clock in the morning on weeknights.
I love Andrew because he will say, I'm not going to do it. And then in the same breath.
Because I said I'm not going to do it, and then my brain goes, why not do it? And I go, yeah, you know what? Why not do it?
Yeah, that voice you heard was Dave's. Dave just said, yeah, do it.
Some curious, very handsome voice in my head said, you should just say it. So I'm driving down. At least I can't name this guy because I don't know what his name is. He is wearing a green hoodie. He's got a beard in his left hand. He's got a cigarette in his right hand. So I'm thinking, all right, we're having fun.
Welcome, Dalton.
It's Halloween. We're having a good time. So he starts making, as I'm going down the street, he starts making that he's going to, like, step out in front of my car. So I'm thinking, okay, he's trying to cross the street. He's half drunk, whatever. I just got to watch this guy. So he keeps kind of, like, doing it, you know, with his hands up and stuff. And I'm like, so finally I come to a complete stop in front of him.
Yeah.
And I give him one of these.
Yeah.
The go ahead.
Yeah.
And he throws his hands up like this with his cigarette and his beer. And
like,
I go,
what the hell?
And I go, gah! Like, I'm doing this. And he keeps doing it, and he's, like, glaring. He is mean mugging me. So I just go start moving at a very slow creep. And as I'm starting to go, he is still just glaring at me, and he's like very angry. I should have just kept driving. But sometimes maybe I'm looking for a fight. So I roll down the window, and I go, what's up, man? And he says, slow the F down. There are kids out here trick-or-treating. There are no kids. It's 9 o'clock at night. So I look around dramatically, back and forth, and I turn to him and say, I see no kids out here. And he says, well, it doesn't even effing matter because this is a residential street. Slow the f*** down. And so I just keep staring at him because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to have to, like, get out of my car.
Go do some work.
Because I'm really close to my house. Like, I'm about a block and a half or less from my house. He's going to see where my car is going.
So he doesn't recognize you as a neighbor.
I don't know. I don't think he knows I'm a neighbor. I didn't recognize him. I didn't know who he was. And so I just, so he and I just keep staring at each other for a minute. And he goes, finally he goes, what? And I go, are we good? Like, are we cool? And he goes, you tell me, mother effer. And then I go, okay, well, you have a good night. And then I kind of winked at him and I drove back. But it was like, then I have to be worried all night because I'm like, all right, is this guy going to, like, come down seeking more? Because he could clearly see where I mean, I was going literally like six houses down on the other side of the street. Like, he sees where my car is going. He knows where I live now that we're having this fight. But anyway, the ruling is, yes, it was trick-or-treat night. Yes, it was 8:45 p.m. No, there were no kids out. Yes, I was going 20 to 25 down my street, which is the normal pace that people drive down the street on. So the question is, am I in the wrong for basically telling this guy to go suck a rock while he's cussing at me?
No, not the way he did it.
Okay.
No, you're not in the wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. I do worry. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I am a little worried about your safety doing something like that.
It was stupid. It was stupid. There's a really weird lizard brain part of me. I told my wife that I don't really know about it, but then she was like, yeah, you do this all the time. And so I'm examining some things about myself. But I sometimes, I think of myself as very non-confrontational, but there are times where if a fight starts to present itself, I like lean in a little too hard. I'm kind of daring this guy to do something when I really should just go, like, you know, the right thing to do, whatever he's doing, is just go, oh, whoopsie, and then just keep driving. Or just not even stop and roll down the window. Because he wasn't, like, banging on my window or anything. Like, I stopped to roll down the window to go, hey, you got something to say to me, man? Which I should not do. That's a confrontational thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever kind of mood he's in or however many drinks he's had or whatever the problem was, I should not. I think it's wrong of me to invite that conflict. But I also was wondering, was I in the wrong in the first place for...
No, I...
I will confess, I wasn't looking for kids. I didn't see any kids. I would have noticed if there were kids. But I was not thinking, like, oh, it's trick-or-treat night. I gotta slow down. Because it's 8:45. Like, the trick-or-treating is done. It's, like, pretty late at night.
Well, and 20 is a pretty... I mean, it's not like you're going 50 down the street.
I was not going 50. I was going a normal pace down the street.
What's the posted speed limit? Like, what do they have?
I have absolutely no idea what the posted speed limit is. It's like essentially a dead-end street.
Okay, but typically it's 20 miles an hour on a neighborhood street.
You would think.
That's typically... I mean, I've seen some that are 15. I've seen some that are 25, but I think 20 is kind of the norm.
And I know that I was going a reasonable speed to slow down if someone jumped in front of my car, because that is precisely what happened with this guy.
Now, it sounds like he was a drunk a-hole.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been stressing about it. I kept, like, looking out my window, like, in the direction of his house. Like, is he out there?
Yeah.
Is he going to come? I told Megan that I was worried that he was going to come, like, key the new car.
That's a valid concern.
Which was a valid concern.
Yeah. I guess my question for you... And again, I don't look at the situation and go like, Andrew's in the wrong here. It's more of a safety thing. And I would just ask you, would you want Megan to do exactly what you did?
Definitely not. Yeah. Exactly. Definitely not. I do think like poking a little bit at the confrontation was not a good idea. I think that was a stupid thing to do in general. I think it's stupid if anybody does it.
Could you beat him up?
Maybe. Because that's kind of what I was doing, right? I was, like, kind of sizing him up. He's about my size. We're, like, the same height, I estimated. Probably roughly the same weight. Probably he would have beat me up because I don't think I've been in a fight since I was, like, 13. So he probably could beat me up. But also, like, I wouldn't have actually done that, I think. I think I would have been, like, I'm not fighting this guy. I don't want to go. I'm not going to jail or whatever. The Halloween show's tomorrow.
I'll go to jail on Saturday.
Go to jail on Saturday.
What were you hoping for when you rolled down your window?
I was hoping he'd just be like, I'm sorry, man. I was trying to cross the street or whatever. But by the time I rolled down the window, cause that's what I thought when I first saw him. But by the time I rolled down the window, I was like, okay, this guy's got something he needs to say to me. Because he's like angrily glaring at me, like a foot away from my car. He's mean mugging Equinox, so I'm like, all right, this guy's got something on his mind.
Do you know where he lives?
I mean, I know what house he was in front of. I don't know if it's that, like, his house. That's why I'm saying I don't know if he's the guy that's been lighting off fireworks, but the fireworks come from that direction. And I didn't want to do... So we recently had elsewhere in the neighborhood... This is one that I'm actually not going to seriously get into. But we had another neighborhood conflict where people started bringing up stuff from, like... decades ago. And so that's why I was like, I'm going to do that too with this guy. I'm going to be like, are you the guy who's lighting off fireworks and upsetting my cat and waking me up at 1 a.m. in the middle of July, middle of August?
Do not upset Gigi.
Do not upset Gigi. And she hates loud noises. and soft noises. Really, any sound or movement of any kind. She's the most anxious cat I've ever met.
All right. Happy Halloween.
Santa down the chip, dirty deed, Santa.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 124. We just heard the news that a court has ruled that the Trump administration has to continue paying SNAP benefits. So we'll see how that shakes out, you know, because we, you know, a judge says something doesn't mean it's going to happen.
That's right.
Can appeal. You can just, you know, not do it anyway. Did you guys see what Republican Clay Higgins said today about the SNAP benefits?
No.
I'll read it. There are 22 million American households receiving SNAP benefits for groceries at $4,200 per year on average. Try to get your head wrapped around how many pantries you can stock with $4,200 in properly shopped groceries. Any American who has been receiving $4,200 per year of free groceries and does not have at least 1 month of groceries stocked should never again receive SNAP. Stop smoking crack.
My man has been smoking crack. That's $80 a week. If you have kids, how are you going to shop and then add beyond that for some kind of stockpile at $80 a week? There's two of us that live in my house. We're not eating heavy. We're $120 a week. Now, we could cut that down. We could go bare bones. $80 a week. Does anybody pay attention to when's the last time Clay Higgins was in a grocery store? When's the last time he bought just the normal things that he would buy and came out of there at $80 for a week's worth of food, let alone with enough to stockpile more? That's insane.
We just talked about the other day. It's almost $7 for a pound of ground beef.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like a staple food. That's not like a luxury. That's like a staple food for most families, is just a pound of ground beef in the refrigerated
section. What's this guy think? You think you're just going to eat ramen three times a day?
I think...
I mean, you got to have vegetables. Good luck buying fruit. How are you going to buy fruit and vegetables and do it at that? You know, five or six apples. You can get cheaper ones, right? But I mean, if you're gonna get an apple for one apple a day for your kid, seven apples, you're probably, and then say you have two kids, double that. You're gonna go buy a dozen apples at $2-3 a pound. I mean, you're already looking at $8-9 just that, and that's if you're buying fruit.
In other leadership news, Prince Andrew, his handler of many years, has decided to flip on him.
Oh?
And back in 2001, 2002, Tony Blair wanted Prince Andrew to go on these junkets to Thailand and places like this, you know, just give him something to do. And Prince Charles at the time, now King Charles, said, no, he's just going to do drugs and chase women. And Tony Blair overruled him and said, no, he's going. And his handler just came out today and said that there was a stretch when they were in Thailand where he arranged 40 prostitutes for Prince Andrew over the space of 4 days. So 10 prostitutes a day for Prince Andrew.
Why is he just now being stripped of all these titles? That's what I'm curious about.
Because the book just came out.
Yeah.
Virginia Jeffrey's book just came out.
Okay.
I think, what, last week?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, there's a lot in there, and he's named specifically, and she tells very specific stories about times she was involved with him.
But to be clear, everyone was fine with this until there was some sort of accountability. Like, everyone knew that this was happening.
Everyone was fine with it until everyone else found out about it.
Yeah. Then How long ago was it? You can't be a part of the family anymore.
Was it 2022? The royal family paid Virginia Jeffrey, like, £12 million. So whatever the dollars version of that's a lot, because what is it? I don't know what the pound is compared to the dollar at this moment. But it's millions of dollars, and they paid that from, you know, I think the Queen is the one that signed off on paying that. So they've known about that, and they never admitted anything. They never said this is for, you know, things he did to you or whatever it was. But I mean, why are you giving somebody that kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them that kind of money to either apologize or to keep you quiet. Yeah, I think it's a good question, though, is why does it last this long before someone like that has to pay any consequence whatsoever?
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS 134. The Halloween show proper is going to start at 3:30 p.m., so make sure you're back for that. If you have to leave, you can podcast it later on tonight. Looking forward to it. It's always a challenge to me. Like, building every show is kind of difficult. Probably doesn't seem like it because it seems like it's just all stream of consciousness, but there's kind of a method to the madness. And then the Halloween show is especially challenging, but it's so satisfying when you get it right. You know what I mean? It's just like so, you just know so many people out there are digging it. Following up just briefly on the royal family thing, Harry and Meghan showed up to something, some sporting event, whatever, and they got roundly booed. And so I'm just...
They were at the Dodgers game.
Yeah, there you go. I know everyone hates Harry and Meghan, especially Meghan, but I'm just kind of also interested in a little bit, like, what do you think it is? What causes people to turn on celebrities and hate them and boo them? Is it mostly hypocrisy? Is it being fake? Like,
I think it's feeling betrayed somehow. Like, oh, I thought I knew you, and you're different than what I thought. And my first emotion is just like anger or dismissal or like a little, ugh, get out of here. Ugh, I'm done with you.
And I don't think anyone likes anyone who's too big for their britches. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's a lot of it is just most of us don't see why they should matter. Why should they matter? I mean, you guys know my rants about this.
Yes, we do.
Why? Because you were born in the right place at the right time. Good for you. You won the lottery, but we don't need to care. Then they get thrown right in your face nonstop like they matter.
I have one that'll make you mad.
I know. I'm sure you do.
You know the artist who did the $6.2 million banana on a wall?
Yeah.
He has a new piece of art.
Uh-huh.
He took 223 pounds of gold.
Okay.
$10 million worth of gold.
Okay.
And he shaped it into a working toilet. And it goes on auction at Sotheby's like next week. And they have it in a bathroom. And if you can prove you have enough money to buy it, you can actually go in and look at it. You can't touch it. You can't work it. Can't use it. But they think it's going to go for somewhere between $20 and $30 million.
At least it's gold.
At least it has intrinsic value.
See, I think it's ridiculous to do that with something valuable, and it's a gross display of wealth, right? Like, it's one thing to be wealthy. It's another thing to be gross about it. That's gross. Like, you're going to spend, what did you say? How much did they say?
Between 20 and 30 million.
You're going to spend $20, $30 million on a toilet when there are kids all over the world that don't have anything to eat? Like, this is gross, right? That's something. There's something wrong with you if you wouldn't just go, you know, I could buy that. Or I could feed a few thousand kids for a year. You know, that just, ugh. You go buy a real toilet, but at least it is valuable, right? Gold is actually valuable as opposed to a banana.
I guess you could probably say that about buying any art piece, right? If you're going to not blow, but you know, let's say you have $40 million, you want to buy a Picasso, it's like, yeah, but you could use that for something else.
I think a lot of people buy, at that level, buy art as an investment. Changes your mind.
I would actually, and look, gold is going to appreciate too. So, I mean, again, I understand it, but it's more the symbolism of the fact that you're molding this really valuable commodity into a toilet that some rich person's going to buy.
Well, I get that.
It feels like a middle finger.
But yeah, I think if it's just, you know, a Picasso or whatever, I mean, there's historical value in things like that. And yeah, I can understand the investment. And a gold toilet would be an investment, especially if you're just like, look, I'm not actually going to hook it up and use it. That's ridiculous. But the gold is valuable, and it will be worth $20, $30 million in whatever number of years, just the gold itself.
One more thing to make you mad on Halloween. I heard today that the House of Representatives have worked 14 days since July as all of this goes on, as they get paid.
So they don't have to work? Like a certain number of days a year?
Doesn't sound like it.
Why do we allow that?
It's a good question.
Why do we, the voters who put people in those positions, forget just this shutdown thing, just in general. Why are you always back home and mostly doing your time, spending your time fundraising and campaigning and not just doing the damn job?
Salary, $174,000 a year. Oh, and don't forget they have their health insurance paid for too. They don't ever have to worry about anything being taken away from them.
14 days. It's crazy. Just crazy.
I mean, they'll still like, what was it last year? There was something going on and it was like, we might have to work through Valentine's Day. And they were saying that as if we should feel sorry for them. Everyone, what are you talking about?
Yeah, who doesn't work
every
on Valentine's
American,
Day?
Valentine's Day is not a federal holiday. It's a day you give your spouse a card.
It's a greeting card.
But to act like you're making some sort, like, you couldn't possibly ask us to work on Valentine's Day. Go outside and touch some grass. Oh. You idiot.
Go outside
and fall
down.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
People who actually work for a living and have actual, people who get in trouble if they don't fulfill their duties at work. If you don't get something done at your workplace, you will get fired. Yep. That's the experience of the average American worker.
Yep. And their argument would be, well, the voters can fire us anytime, but the reality is, not really. Not really.
Right.
I mean, we know the reality of the situation because when you hold office,
when you're safe, you're safe.
You have the fundraising advantage. You've got the big people in your district behind you.
Yeah.
The people in your district know you. And you're in a safe district anyway, right? I mean, how many of these people are in a contested district? Almost none.
And Wagner's done it the right way, by just being a ghost.
By having zero accountability to the people who voted for her. Yeah, it seems like a pretty sweet gig.
Yep.
All right, I got to look this up, but Barry on the stream says that people in Congress get $79 a day in meal money.
I'm getting actually super mad.
So, Clay Higgins gets $80 a day in food money, and he's out there with his big fat mouth running saying that these people on SNAP should be able to live on $80 a week.
Let me clarify something I just said about Ann Wagner. She doesn't work for anyone. I just said she doesn't pay attention to the people who voted for her. It's the people who didn't vote for her who, like, really don't matter to her. I just saw a post on Reddit earlier this week. Someone had written to her about something. They had a bunch of concerns. They laid it all out. Very calm, cool, and collected. She responds, doesn't address anything they're saying. You know why? Because the average American does not matter to these people. We are a data point to them. If we didn't vote specifically for them, they don't care about us, period. They don't work for all of us. They only work for the people who voted for them if they feel like working. And it's just so disgusting. And then, yeah, we have people lecturing about SNAP. Get out of here with that. Just stop talking. Take your $80 a day and shove it.
Yeah, stick that right where the sun doesn't shine. And go face your constituents for real. Go stand in front of people once a month and listen to them. Why do we not require those things?
It's too hard. They might be mean to me if I go out there. They might say something to me that I don't like and it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, poor Ann Wagner. God forbid somebody asks you a real question. Nope, I'm only going to talk to the friendly people who will kiss my ass.
I have a happy thing.
Have a conversation with one of us. We'd be happy to ask you questions.
You cleanse the palate with a happy thought?
I guess.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm very angry. I love Angry Razor. This is awesome.
I feel very shrill and I do apologize.
No, you were not. That was great.
So this morning, I'm driving to work. And as we all know, that depending on where you live, but in most places, there's a homeless person now at every corner, right? There's a homeless person with a sign and, you know, asking you for money. And so I'm approaching this turn I take every day, and there's this older guy, 70, 75, standing there. And I'm like, okay, here's what we're doing. And he was just holding a cup of coffee in his hand, didn't have a sign or anything. And then I noticed, I'm like the fifth car in line, that as you drive by, he just gives you a big thumbs up. And you just give him one back, and he's like, right on.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool, nice. Right? Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And he was wearing a green hoodie.
A green hoodie. I think that's what the suspect from last night was wearing, correct?
Uh-oh.
Andrew. Did you get after the thumbs up guy?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Happy Halloween. Halloween show will start at 3:30 p.m. Dave Murray will give the Halloween forecast at 3 p.m. So stick with us or come back or listen to the podcast. Here's a Halloween story for you, the makings of a horror movie. Did you guys hear about what they found out in the desert outside of Las Vegas?
No.
They found 300 piles of ash that turned out to be humans. 315 piles of cremated people.
That's what I was going to guess because I've seen Casino.
So they think that it was a funeral home that didn't know what to do with cremated remains that no one picked up.
Oh.
So they just went out into the desert and poured them out.
Oh, I thought it was more mob thing.
No. Well, I mean, it could be, but...
Yeah.
Man, I'm really surprised that a funeral home wouldn't have a better plan B. Than
right?
Just like, I guess we'll just go, we'll go to the desert somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if that was just like way cheaper than the regular options. Like they didn't want to pay to do whatever it would cost to do the other thing that it would be.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just drive it out to the desert.
Robert on the stream says, I think Rach did dress up at Wheels as Wheels
you
today.
You
Isn't
took
it because I was yelling?
Yes.
You took the character.
Yeah. You're not wearing a Punisher t-shirt, but you're playing the character really well.
Rach, what makes you so mad about it? What really gets you?
Because they are so privileged, and they think they can speak to the average person. You are not a normal person. You are part of the elite ruling class. Stop pretending like you give a care about any of us. You don't care. The way all of them move, it is very clear they only care about enriching themselves, enriching the people that they work with, work for, their family members. They don't care about the average person, because if the people in Congress cared about the average person, the average American's life would be a lot different. We wouldn't all be struggling this hard. We wouldn't all be teetering on the brink of losing food assistance right before Thanksgiving. It's just infuriating to get lectured by these people. Oh, you should have a stockpile of food. Shut up. You don't know what... When you are talking to us, you don't know what you're talking about. You are not relatable. You don't understand me. You don't understand my neighbor. I don't want to hear it from you. You should listen. You should go do a town hall, and you should listen for once. But they won't do that. Because like I said earlier, that comes with the risk of maybe... taking some accountability, hearing something you don't want to hear, answering a tough question. And these people have built up their careers in such a way they don't typically have to answer to anyone. They do whatever they want. And that's just the way it is now. And if they do go and do a town hall, it's like, you're such a hero. Thank you for doing this. No, it's like Wheel said, they should be doing this monthly.
And when they get tough questions, they puss out.
Oh, they always cop out, or they give a softer answer in person than they do when they're in front of a camera.
Here's a great example.
You think
example.
Clay Higgins would say that in front of his constituents?
Absolutely
because
not.
A lot of the people that vote for him are probably on Snap.
I bet he doesn't think that, though.
No, that's. I mean, he has to know it. He has to know the demographics of his district. You know, I mean, he's in Louisiana. It's one of the poorest states in the country. I think he has to know that the people of Louisiana, a lot of them struggle. And, you know, what did we just talk about the other day? Half of Americans are one paycheck away from basically being broke. They're living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people are. It's not just some small percentage that the way that that these power brokers paint it, like all these stupid people that are lazy. It's not that. Hardworking people who work their asses off are one paycheck away from being in financial trouble. They are one medical emergency away from being homeless.
Brian M. says he hears the commentary, but it's the Democrats are the ones not voting to fund the government.
It's not about funding the government, Brian. Stop focusing on one damn thing. This is everything across the board generic. You don't defend your own side by pissing on the other side. Stop being what you're being. This is not a discussion about one issue. This is a broader conversation about the fact that the people that are supposed to represent the United States of American citizens don't do that. They represent wealthy people, they represent corporate interests, and they represent themselves. And then they don't have the balls to face anybody that will ask them anything hard. And if somebody asks them something hard face to face, they pretend like they didn't hear it and they keep walking.
Let me talk about Katie Porter for a second, running for the governor of California. Since, you know, Ann Wagner kind of caught some strays in the last segment. Katie Porter, a Democrat,
yeah,
does this interview with CBS News, is asked a pretty innocent, reasonable question. She didn't feel like answering that very easy question that every other candidate was able to answer for CBS News. You know what she did? She condescended to the interviewer. She talked down to her. She acted like she was above the entire situation. She threw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And she threatened to walk away. Because these people cannot handle being challenged. They have reached a level in life where no one's challenging them anymore. And they have drank their own Kool-Aid. They have honestly started to believe all the things the sycophants around them are telling them, and they're like, why would I have to do something I don't want to do? I'm better than you. I'm the ruling class. I tell you how it goes. And that was laid bare in that interview that Katie Porter did, and she's getting a lot of flack for that, deservedly. I guarantee you that most of them are exactly like that. They're just better at covering it up.
Agreed. All right. Good, healthy debate there. Quick break. Right back. DGS and KMOX. Happy Halloween.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.